那我们一同来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
我们感谢主，你用你的爱召聚我们。
We thank you for gathering us together with your love.
让我们可以奉你的独生爱子，我主耶稣基督的圣名来敬拜你。
So we can worship you in the name of your only Son, Jesus Christ.
愿主保守孩子今天口中所出的信息。
Please bless the message today.
也赐给我们一颗谦卑领受的心。
And give us a humble heart that's willing to obey.
打开我们灵里的眼睛，使我们看见主你的教会。
Open our eyes spiritually so we can see your teaching.
保守我们接下来的时间。
Bless our time.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
谢谢祷告，我是奉为主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天呢讲到的标题是真教会的标记。
Today's sermon's title is The Mark of a True Church.
上一次我们讲了教会的使命有三个层面，向上敬拜上帝，向内造就圣徒，和向外传扬福音。
So last time we talked about there are three layers of church's mission. Upwardly we praise the God, inwardly we build saints, and outwardly we preach the gospel.
而向内造就圣徒是事工的关键切入点。
The inwardly building the saints is a key of the mission.
今天我们来讲真教会的标记。
Today we're going to be talking about the mark of a true church.
听完之后你就能理解为什么造就圣徒是事工的关键切入点。
And after the sermon, you will understand why the inwardly building the saints are the key.
我们先来讲第一点，为什么我们要讲真教会的标记。
So in the first point, why are we talking about the mark of a true church?
在思考什么样的教会是真教会以前，我们先思考一下什么样的基督徒才是真正的基督徒。
Before we start thinking about what is a true church, we need to first think about what is a true Christian.
这个问题很容易回答，重生得救的基督徒就是真基督徒。
It's an easy question. The Christian that's born again are the true Christian.
那么有人就会问，那第一个问题也很简单啊，重生的基督徒聚在一起就是真教会。
And some will say the answer to the first question are easy as well. An assembly of a true Christian is a true church.
这当然是不对的。
And this is not the right answer.
真基督徒凑在一起并不等于就是真教会。
Assembly of a true Christian does not equal to a true church.
有人批评某一类教会为假教会的时候，就会有另外一些人去反问他说，难道你敢说这教会里没有一个真基督徒吗？
When some people criticizing a church is a false church, there will be people questioning or arguing that, do you dare to say there is not even one single true Christian from this church?
这反问是不成立的。
This question is not valid.
假教会里面有可能有真基督徒。
There could be true born again Christians in a false church.
但这些真基督徒的存在并不能使这个假教会成为一个真教会。
But just because there are true Christians doesn't make this false church a true church.
正如校友会里面有一群基督徒并不能使校友会成为教会一样。
It is similar, like if you have a bunch of true Christians in the alumni association, that doesn't make that a church.
所以不是真基督徒聚起来就算是教会。
So the assembling of a true Christian does not equal to a true church.
真教会有它配得被称为是教会的标记。
A true church has the mark that make it deserve to be called a church.
如果教会领袖不知道真教会的标记是什么，就没有办法按照神的心意来开展事工。
If a church leader doesn't know what the mark is, then there's no way for us to do the missionary according to God's will.
那么教会就没有办法保持真教会的成色。
And the church will not be able to maintain its quality as a true church.
在之前的讲道中，我们讲过基督信仰有个人性的方面和群体性的方面。
In the previous sermon, we talked about the Christian belief has aspect on the individual, and it also has aspect on the group.
重生是个人性的方面，而教会是群体性的方面。
Born again is the aspect on the individual, and church is the aspect on the group.
你认识了什么是重生，还不等于你真正了解基督信仰，你还需要认识什么是教会。
Knowing what born again is does not mean you truly understand the face of Christianity. You also need to learn what is the church.
约翰福音三章五节，主耶稣对尼哥底母说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，必不能见神的国。
In John chapter 3, verses 5, Jesus speaks to Nicodemus, truly, and I quote, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以重生是看见神的国的前提条件。
So born again is a prerequisite of seeing the kingdom of God.
一个不认识重生的人是不会认识教会。
A person who is not born again will not be able to know the true church.
认识教会就像是重生之人的特权一样。
It's knowing the church is like a privilege of the people who are born again.
因此如果一个认识了重生的人却不认识教会，那是很可惜的。
So it's a pity if a person that's born again doesn't know what church is.
因为神的心意是要他看见神的国。
Because God's intention is for that person to see the kingdom of God.
可是现今教会界的现实是大量的基督徒既不认识重生，更不认识教会。
But pitifully, the reality of the current church world is the majority of the Christians neither know about born again, nor do they know about the church.
这是何等可悲的事实。
And this is a pathetic fact.
这就是为什么我要花很多的时间来讲关于教会的话题。
This is why I want to spend a lot of time talking about church.
愿神打开我们灵里的眼睛，使我们真的看见神的国，看见基督的身体。
May God open our eyes so we can truly see the kingdom of God and see the body of Christ.
接下来让我们来思想，到底什么样的才是真正的教会。
And next, let's think about what is a true church.
以前我刚受洗的时候，教会的一个分堂发生了分裂，有一些人分裂出去，成立了一个新的教会。
Back when I was first baptized, there is a branch in the church that split it, and the people left and started a new church.
当时教会的一位长老说，开教会不是开餐馆，不是你挂个牌子就可以的。
There was an elder who was saying, opening up a church is not like opening up a restaurant. You can just put on a sign and start running it.
这就引发了当时还是小基督徒的我的思考。
So I was a young Christian, but this comment triggered me to start thinking about it.
那什么样的才算是真正的教会呢？
What is a true church?
怎么样的人才算是有资格可以开个教会呢？
Who are qualified to start a new church?
包括现有的这个教会的资格又是从哪里来的呢？
And where the authority of the current church come from?
对于这个问题会有各种各样的回答。
There's all kinds of different answers to this question.
有的人会说我们教会有悠久的历史，意思是老招牌了。
Some people may say that our church has a long history. It means that this is a name well known for a long time.
有的人会说我们教会是某某著名牧师创立的。
Some people may say, our church is founded by a famous pastor.
这些都不是正确的答案。
Those are not the right answer.
而天主教的答案正是这些。
But this is exactly how the Catholic Church answered to this question.
他们说我们的教会是彼得建立的。
They're saying our church is start founded by Peter.
其实彼得不是罗马教会的建立者，以后有机会我们再谈到这个。
But actually, Peter is not the founder of the Catholic Church, the Roman Church. We'll be talking about this later.
我们有他们说我们有2000年的历史。
They said we have like a history of 2,000 years.
我们的主教是上一代案例的。
Our bishop inherited authority from the previous bishop.
所以一代代追溯上去，就追溯到使徒。
So if you keep tracing up back, and then you will get to the apostles.
所以他们管这个呢叫做使徒统序。
They call this apostolic succession.
认为这个是他们真教会的标记。
They think this is the mark of their church, the mark why their church are the true church.
而且只有他们才是真教会。
And they are the only true church.
宗教改革500年以来，类似的观念呢，在新教的基督徒当中也有看到。
So 500 years after the Reformation, you can still see similar perceptions from the Protestant.
有的人认为，无论教会怎么错，都不能离开它，因为教会是神的家。
Some people think, however wrong the church are, you cannot leave it because it's the family of God.
你有没有考虑过一种可能性？
Have you ever think about this possibility?
有没有可能一个教会烂到一个地步之后，它不再是神的家了？
Is it possible for a church to be so rotten that it's no longer the family of God?
如果没有这样一种观念的话，
Without this idea,
那么如果你活在500年前，你会和天主教廷一起迫害马丁路德？
If you live 500 years ago, you will be persecuting Martin Luther together with the Catholic Church.
如果你活在2000年前，你会和犹大公会一起迫害耶稣基督？
And if you live like 2,000 years ago, you will be persecuting Jesus Christ together with the Sanhedrin.
确实，我们认为真教会是使徒的继承者。
Indeed, we think the true church are the successor of apostle.
但关键问题是，教会到底继承了使徒的什么？
But the key is, what are we inheriting from the apostle?
天主教的回答就是，我们继承了使徒的头衔衣钵。
The Catholic Church answer is, we inherited their title and mantle of the apostle.
而新教的回答是，我们继承了使徒的教训。
But the Protestant answers are, we inherited the teaching of the apostle.
因此天主教和新教按照自己的认知都认为对方不是真教会。
So Catholic Church and Protestant Church don't think the others are the true church based on their own perception.
那么在这种争论下，我们怎么去判断哪一方是对的呢？
So how do we tell which side is correct in this argument?
我们转向圣经去寻找答案。
And we need to turn to the Bible for the answer.
你会发现天主教这种使徒统绪的观念是完全不合乎圣经的。
And you will find that the idea of apostolic succession of Catholic Church is not biblical.
或者说实际上是与圣经相违背的。
As a matter of fact, it's actually contrary to what the Bible teaches us.
比如说马太福音的三章第七到第十节。
For example, in Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 10.
现在我为大家读一下马太福音三章七到十节。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗。就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。
So Matthew chapter 3 verses 7 to 10.But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourself, We have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from those stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire.
在旧约圣经中并没有洗礼的教导。
In the Old Testament, there is no teaching about baptism.
只是提到祭司在进会幕服事以前，要在会幕前的洗濯盆那里洗手洗脚，洁净自己。
They only mention that before a priest enter into the tabernacle, they need to wash their feet and hands in the laver to cleanse themselves.
而在犹太教的传统中，他们是有给外邦人施洗的。
In the tradition of Jewish, they do baptize the Gentile.
意思是外邦人是不洁净的，需要洁净后才能进入神的国。
Because they think the Gentiles are not clean, so they need to be cleansed in order to enter the kingdom of God.
而他们自己是犹太人，是不需要受洗的。
But as Jewish themselves, they don't think they need baptism.
因为他们认为自己生来就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是洁净的，是生来就在神的国里的。
Because they think they are born as the sons of Abraham, they are clean by nature. They are born into the kingdom of God.
而施洗约翰来施洗的意思是明显的。
But what the John the Baptist was saying, and with his baptism, the meaning is pretty clear.
你们并不是像你们自己想的一样是洁净的。
You are not as clean as you thought you were.
你们一样是罪人。
You are sinners as well.
一样需要悔改，洁净自己。
You need repentance as well, and you need to cleanse yourself.
预备自己等候神国的降临。
You need to prep yourself to wait for the coming of the kingdom of God.
也就是说，肉身是亚伯拉罕子孙的，不是自动在天国里的。
And this is saying that those who are born in the flesh as Abraham's children are not necessary all in the kingdom of God.
我们再看罗马书的第二章，二十八到二十九节，我给大家读一下。因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵。不在乎疑问，这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Now let's come to Romans chapter 2, verses 28 to 29. For no one is a Jew who is merely outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly, and the circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from men, but from God.
同样的道理。接管了牧师的办公室，接替了牧师袍子的人，不等于是真传道人。
For the same reason, if you take over the pastor's office and take over his robe, doesn't make you a missionary.
继承了老教会的招牌的，也不等于是真教会。
Inherited the old sign of an old church does not make that church the same church or true church.
我们再看约翰福音的第八章的37-40节，我给大家读一下。主耶稣对那些犹太人说，我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。我所说的是在我父那里看见的，你们所行的是在你们的父那里听见的。他们说，我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。我将在神那里所听见的真理告诉了你们，现在你们却想要杀我，这不是亚伯拉罕所行的事。
Now let's turn to John chapter 8, verses 37 to 40. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word find no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing that works Abraham did, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God.This is not what Abraham did.
施洗约翰的教导是亚伯拉罕生的不等于和亚伯拉罕一样是神国的人。
The teaching of the John the Baptist is those who are born from Abraham does not necessarily means they are in the kingdom of God like Abraham.
而在这里，主耶稣在37节说：“我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”但是39节又说：“你们若是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”所以主耶稣的意思就是说，你们不是亚伯拉罕真正的属灵意义上的子孙。
So in chapter 17, Jesus Christ is saying that I know you are the offspring of Abraham. But in chapter 39, they are saying, if you are the Abraham's children. So this means like you are not really Abraham's children.
这一点上，主耶稣的意思和施洗约翰是一样的。
On this aspect, Jesus Christ's teaching is the same with John the Baptist.
而主耶稣的教导更进一步。
But it's one step further.
39节他说，如果你是亚伯拉罕的真子孙，你就一定会行和亚伯拉罕一样的事。
In verse 39, he's saying that if you are truly the children of Abraham, you will be doing what Abraham did.
40节又说，但是你们做的和亚伯拉罕不一样的事情，显明你们不是亚伯拉罕的真子孙。
But in verse 40, it says like you are not doing what Abraham is doing. Hence, you are not really the children of Abraham.
同样的，一个教会若真是使徒的继承者的话，他会传使徒所传的道，他会行在真教会的使命中。
So similarly, if a church is actually the successor of apostle, he will be preaching the teachings of the apostles, and he will be doing the mission of a true church.
上次我们说了真教会的三重使命是向上敬拜上帝。向外传扬福音和向内造就圣徒。
In the last sermon, we talk about the three layer of missions of the true church. Upwardly, we worship the God. Inwardly, we create the saints. And outwardly, we preach the gospel.
那么很明显的，上帝不是被高举起来的教会，它就不是真正的教会。
So obviously, in a church where God is not exalted, that is not a true church.
你可能会问，真的有不敬拜神的教会吗？
You might ask, is there any church that doesn't praise God?
有的，而且很多。
There is, and there is a lot of them.
有一些教会呢，神被放到一个很低的地位。
In certain churches, God is placed in a very low position.
在那里得罪会众很严重，得罪神却不要紧。
In those positions, there are serious consequences if you offended the congregation, but it's not so much if you offended God.
同样的，这些教会讲道的人浅浅的或者轻飘飘的讲神的话语。
Similarly, in those churches, the preachers speak God's word lightly or superficially.
听到的人把神的话语当作耳旁风，听听就算了，不用太严肃。
And the listener just one ear in, one ear out.
这都是蔑视神的教会。
These are all contempting of God's word, God's church.
而不是高举神的教会。
This is not the church where God is exalted.
因而也就不是真正的教会。
And hence not the true church.
不传福音、不宣教的也不是真的教会。
Churches who don't do preach the gospel or do missionary is not true church as well.
那么第三点，不向内造就圣徒的教会是不是真教会呢？
And the third point is a church that does not build saints. Are those churches a true church?
这个可能让很多人不太敢立刻给出 no 的答案。
Many people hesitant to say no.
因为很多的教会是这样。
Because there are a lot of churches who are like this.
一旦你信主受洗了，你就不是需要受关注的对象，你自求多福。
Yeah, once you are baptized, then you are not the person who needs attention anymore. You basically are on your own.
这些教会不要说门徒训练没有，甚至连主日学都没有。
Some of those churches doesn't have the apostle training, not even Sunday school.
我可以保守一点的说，就算这样的教会是真教会，它也会逐渐失去它作为真教会的成色。
So even on a conservatively opinion, even those churches were true church, it will gradually lose its quality as a true church.
我的观点很明确，只有向内造就圣徒的使命做好了，真教会才能够保持真教会的成色。
It's very clear. Only when you do a good job in building the saints, you can maintain the quality of a true church.
那么现在我们开始讲真教会的标记有哪一些。
And now we start to talk about what are the marks of a true church.
改教家约翰加尔文如此说，当我们看到神的话语被纯正的传讲，并且被听到，并且圣礼按照耶稣的吩咐被执行，那里毫无疑问就是有一间神的教会。
So, Reformer John Calvin once said this, and I quote, Wherever we see the word of God purely preached and heard, and the sacraments administered according to Christ's institution, there it is not to be doubt a church of God exists.
这里他讲出了真教会的两个标记。
Here he talked about the two marks of a true church.
第一个是神的话语被纯正的传讲，而且被听到。
The first is the word of God is purely preached and heard.
为什么要额外强调被听到呢？
Why does he have to emphasize on heard?
我们知道神的话语有改变人生命的大能。
We know God's word has the power to change people's life.
那为什么有的人听到几十年毫无改变呢？
But some people have been listening to the sermon for many, many years. Their life didn't change at all. Why is that?
这道理很简单。
It's simple.
放一个矿泉水瓶在尼亚格拉瀑布下面，要多久能够装满水啊？
If you put a water bottle under the Niagara Fall, how long does it take to fill the bottle?
看情况啊。
It depends.
如果瓶子是打开的，一两秒就可以装满。
If the bottle is open, then it probably takes 1 or 2 seconds.
但是如果瓶子是盖上盖子的，可能一千年过去还是空的。
But if the cap is closed, then you can wait for thousands of years and the bottle is still empty.
同样的，如果教会的讲道很好，但是听到的人在睡觉或者刷手机的话，那这讲道对听到的人也是毫无益处的。
Similarly, if the church preached God's word good, and faithfully, but then their listeners are all, either sleeping or browsing through their phones, it's not going to work.
所以一个真的教会一定是讲员努力地挖掘神的话语，竭力地讲。
So in a true church, there must be a speaker who's trying really to dig deep into the word of God and try really hard to preach it.
听众以渴慕神、认真领受、立志遵行的心来听到。
And the audience listen with a heart that's long for God, earnestly to accept it, and is determined to obey.
另外一方面，不是说一个人拿着圣经，他就是在传讲神的话语。
On the other hand, preaching the Bible does not equal to preaching God's word.
一个人可以既在讲圣经，又不是在讲道，你相信吗？
People can be preaching about the Bible, but it's not preaching the God at the same time. Do you believe it?
我来给你一个示范。
Let me give you one example.
比如说，我讲一个五饼二鱼的故事。
For example, in the story of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
然后我说，耶稣真是个和蔼的人啊，我们也要效仿他，做个很和蔼的人，常常请人吃饭。
And my message on the story is, look at what nice of people Jesus is, and we need to learn from him and be a nice person to everybody.
福音的信息被道德的说教所取代。
So the message of the gospel is replaced by the moral teaching.
这是自由派的假道。
This is a false message from the liberals.
我是不是在讲圣经啊？
Am I preaching the Bible?
是的。
Yes.
我是在聊到圣经的内容。
I'm talking about the content in the Bible.
我是不是在讲道呢？
But am I preaching God's word?
不是的。
No.
因为所说的信息根本不是圣经所要表达的信息。
Because the message is not what the Bible is intended to say.
所以只有忠实于圣经的原意的，那才叫传讲神的话语。
So it's only preaching God's word, when you faithfully convey the original message of the Bible.
而忠实传讲神的话语的讲道，它是带着权柄和能力的。
And the faithful preaching.Has the authority and the power from God.
它会雕刻我们的生命。
It will sculpt our life.
它一定不会是浮在表面上的。
It's definitely not going to be something superficial.
也不会是给我们一个模模糊糊的神的形象。
It's not going to leave us with a vague image of God.
也不会是软绵绵的立场，你听也行，不听也行。
It's not going to take a soft position. It doesn't matter whether you listen to it or not.
相反的，它是深入的挖掘神的启示。
On the contrary, it's going to be a deep excavation of God's self-revelation.
会非常清晰的将神的形象勾画在我们的心里面。
It's going to clearly outline God's image in our heart.
也会非常清晰的将神的旨意显明出来。
And it's going to clearly reveal God's will.
因此，也就等于是命令会众要有一个回应。
And hence, it's a command that's asking for the congregation to have a response.
神的道的传讲不会是漫无目的的。
The preaching of God's word is never going to arrive nowhere.
而是最终会带出来一条条的教义。
It's eventually going to bring out one doctrine after another.
而一条教义就是一个强硬的立场。
A doctrine is a strong position.
那是教会和基督徒所需要持守的。
It's a position that the church and Christian need to hold.
但是强硬的立场意味着冒犯不同意见的人。
But strong position often means you have to offend people who don't agree with you.
所以很多人不喜欢这个。
So many people don't like it.
许多牧师不是不懂教义，而是因为各种各样的原因而忽略了教义的传讲。
Many pastors, it's not like they don't understand what the doctrines are, but it's usually for many different reasons they neglect about preaching the doctrine.
所以许多教会呢都是轻忽教义的。
So many churches take the doctrines lightly.
最后他们会渐渐地失去教会的成圣。
And most of the time, they will eventually lose their quality at the true church.
加尔文如此说，一个聚会如果在他的讲道中听不到那属天的教义的话，这个聚会是不配被称为教会的。
Calvin once said, and I quote, "An assembly in which the preaching of heavenly doctrine is not heard does not deserve to be reckoned a church."
所以传讲神的道除了纯正以外还要深入。
So preaching God's messages, other than preaching the original message, it need to be thorough and comprehensive.
还要全面。
And need to be comprehensive.
才算尽到忠心。
And that's what's considered a faithful preaching.
所以一个真正的教会会全面的传讲神的全备的教导。
So a true church will teach the whole counsel of the God.
我们不是从圣经讲起而已。
We do not just preach from the Bible.
也不是讲到圣经相关。
Nor preach about the Bible.
我们是要全面的传讲整本圣经。
But we preach the whole Bible.
真教会的第二个标记就是有圣礼。
The second mark of a true church is sacraments.
包括洗礼和圣餐的正确施行。
It includes baptism and the Holy Communion.
为什么说圣礼很重要呢？
Why sacraments are important?
我们来看一下罗马书的四章的十一节。
Let's take a look at Rome chapter 4 verse 11.
我为大家读，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
Rome chapter 4 verse 11, and he received a circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he is the father of all who believe, but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them.
在这个例子中，亚伯拉罕受了割礼，这割礼是他因信称义的一个印证，证明他是个有得救信心的人。
In this example, Abraham is circumcised, and the circumcision is a sign of his justification by faith. This proof that he is a person who has faith that can bring him salvation.
同时还有一个标记的作用。
It also works as a mark.
那是从外在上将以色列人和外邦人区分开来的记号。
This mark separates the Jewish and the Gentiles on the appearance.
同样的，圣礼是耶稣基督所设立的。
Similarly, the sacraments are established by Jesus Christ.
作为他指明的一个标记。
It's a mark of his people.
将基督徒和非基督徒区分开来。
To separate the Christian and non-Christian.
而另外一方面，我们都知道，基督徒和非基督徒的分界线就是福音。
On the other hand, we know what divide the Christian and non-Christian are the message of gospel.
所以教导圣礼的时候，福音一定被宣讲。
So when we teach about sacraments, the gospel must be preached.
我们来看一下罗马书的六章的三到四节，我给大家读。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死， 和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Let's turn to Rome chapter 6 verses 3 to 4. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
洗礼中带着耶稣为我们而死的任性。
The baptism has the commitment or the faith that Jesus died for us.
也带着我们必靠他而复活的盼望。
It also has a hope that we will live a new life because of him.
这就是福音的信心的宣告。
This is the preaching of the faith in the gospel.
我们再来看圣餐的经文，哥林多前书的11章23到26节，我给大家读。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”
Now let's look at some of the verses about Holy Communion. Let's turn together to Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
圣餐的教导清楚地显明，无论是饼的擘开还是葡萄汁的流出，都是提醒我们主耶稣为我们舍命，我们在他的死上有份，也必将在他的复活上有份。
The teaching of the Holy Communion is pretty clear. The broke of the bread and the flow of the grape juices are all reminders that Jesus Christ died for us, and we are involved, we are part of his death. And then as a result of that, we're also going to be part of his resurrection.
因此我们切切地盼望等候主的再临。
And that's the reason why we eagerly wait for the second coming of the Lord.
所以无论是洗礼还是圣餐都是福音信息的提醒。
So both baptism and the Holy Communion are reminder of the message of the gospel.
就算是牧师一句话都没有说，会众还是会想起福音的应许和自己因福音而得着的永远的福分。
So even when the pastor didn't say anything about it,when you see the sacraments, the congregation will still be reminded about the promise from the gospel and be reminded their forever blessing they have because of the gospel.
因此圣礼也被称为可见之道。
That's why the sacraments are also called word that can be seen.
圣礼施行之时就像是一个无声的对话在进行。
The practice of the sacraments is like a silent conversation going on.
耶稣基督借着设立圣礼，就像在说：“看哪，我的子民必如此行。”
Through establishing these sacraments, Jesus is like saying, "Look, my people is gonna do like this."
而教会通过对圣礼的执行，则是在回应主耶稣说：“阿们，是的，我们是你的子民。”
And through administrator the sacraments, the church is like responding to Jesus saying, "Amen, yes, we are your people."
因此施行圣礼的时候，圣灵的同在也尤其的强烈。
So that's why when during a sacrament, the presence of the Holy Spirit feels particularly strongly.
那是神亲自的临在来回应他子民的信心。
That's God present himself in there in response of his people's faith.
加尔文给真教会提出了两点标记，就是圣道的传讲和圣礼的施行。
Calvin thinks there are two marks of a true church, the preaching of the holy message and the administration of sacraments.
而他的学生Guido de Bresse, 荷兰神学家，比利时信条的作者，在比利时信条中多加了第三条，就是教会纪律的执行。
And his student, Guido de Bresse, he's a theologian from Netherlands, and he's the author of the Belgic Confessions. He added third bullet point in Belgic Confession, that is the execution of the church discipline.
教会纪律的执行和主耶稣所说的龙麦子败子一起长是不相矛盾的。
The execution of the church discipline is not contradicting to the teaching from Christ that allow the wheat and the wheat to grow together.
那个麦子和败子的比喻中所说的田地乃是这个世界。
In the metaphor of the wheat and weeds, the field is referring to the word.
这个世界有假基督徒，那是我们管不着的，也不需要负责的。
If there is false Christian in the world, there's nothing we can do, nor is our responsibility.
但是教会内的罪如果不被处理的话，教会领袖是有不可推卸的责任的。
But if the thing within the church is not taken care of, then the leader of the church have an inescapable responsibility.
马太福音18:15-20主耶稣对犯罪的弟兄的处理方式的清楚教导，写明了神的心意。神希望教会能够着手处理教会里面的罪。
There's clear teachings in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus' teaching about how should you handle a brother that committed a crime is very clear. And God's will is for a church to take care of the thing that happens within the church.
但教会纪律的执行是经常被忽略的这个第三条。
But this third point, the third bullet is execution of the church discipline. This is a point that's often neglected.
一方面呢，牧者太和蔼了，不愿意得罪人，拉不下这个面子。
On one aspect, most of the pastors are just too nice. They don't want to offend people, and they feel like too embarrassed to do so.
尤其是被管教的，可能是非常亲近的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the people who should be disciplined are probably very close brothers and sisters.
第二方面呢，牧者对于神的圣洁无知，不认识神对罪的恨恶。
On the second aspect, many of the pastors doesn't know enough about the holiness of the God. They don't know how much God hate sin.
第三方面呢，牧者对罪的无知，不知道罪的破坏力。
And on the third aspect, many of the pastors doesn't know enough about the sin. They don't know how disruptive sin can be.
在哥林多前书的5:6，我们来看，保罗批评哥林多的教会说，你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面教能使全团发起来吗？
Let's turn to Corinthians 5:6. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know a little yeast leaven the whole batch of dough?
当时哥林多教会里有基督徒犯奸淫，娶了自己的继母，但是哥林多教会毫无反应，不仅不批评他，反而自夸自己有爱心。
Paul is writing this because there were people who committed adultery in the church of Corinthians, and that person married his stepmother. But the church of Corinthians didn't respond to it. They don't criticize his activity, but they also boast about their love.
保罗在这里警告哥林多教会的领袖们，关于罪的破坏力是极其巨大的，就像一点面教能够使全团都发起来一样。
So Paul here is actually sending a warning to the church of Corinthians, telling them how disruptive the thing could be. It's like a little yeast that can leaven the whole batch of a dough.
我们刚才讲过，圣礼是可见之道。
We were saying that sacraments are word that can be seen.
其实不只是圣礼，教会内的一切行动都是教会的立场，也是教义的表达。
It's not actually just limited to sacraments.All the other activities that happens within the church are the position taken by the church, and hence they are the expression of the doctrine.
教会不执行教会纪律，就等同于在宣告犯罪是 OK 的。
Church not executing church discipline is equivalent of saying, proclaiming it's okay to commit a crime.
Commit sin.
Commit sin.
而在神眼中，犯罪一点都不 OK.
But in God's perspective, this is not okay at all.
教会不宣讲教义的时候，等同于在宣告教义不重要。
When the church is not preaching about the doctrines, it's equivalent of say, proclaiming doctrine doesn't matter.
而在神眼中，教义是很重要的。
But in God's perspective, it does.
当教会容忍假教师的时候，等同于在宣告错误的教义也可以接受。
When the church tolerates the false teachers in the church, it's equivalent of proclaiming false teaching can be accepted.
而在神眼中，错谬的教导是当弃绝，应该以为可证的。
But in the church perspective, false teaching is despicable.
教会是耶稣基督的见证。
Church is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
因此，当教会所行不正的时候，就是在向世人见证一位错误的耶稣，也就是假的耶稣。
So when the church is acting wrongfully, it's testimonying to the entire world about the false Jesus Christ, a false Christ.
那是很大的罪。
That is a big sin.
第四方面，牧者对爱的无知。
On the fourth aspect, the pastor doesn't know enough about love.
无知的人以为包容罪人的罪是爱他们。
Ignorant people think if we tolerate or accept the sinful people,we are loving them.
其实恰恰相反，鼓励一个罪人继续活在罪中，是害他活在罪的网罗和灭亡的结局当中。
It's actually on the contrary. Encouraging a sinful people to continue live in the sin is hurting him. It's making him live in the doomed destiny that's coming from the sin.
保罗说要将那犯奸淫的人赶出教会。
Paul teaches you need to cast the people who committed adultery out of the church.
这不仅仅是对教会的爱。
This is not only a love to the church.
也是对那位犯罪的弟兄的爱。
It's actually also loving that brothers who committed that sin.
因为被赶出教会，这就是教会在用行为判定他是个有罪的人。
Because casting him out of the church is church judging him that he is sinful through the activity.
他会重新思想他是不是真正得救的人。
He might get the opportunity to start thinking about whether he's truly born again.
这样他就有机会悔改而被接纳。
And this will give him another opportunity to repent and truly be saved.
箴言的43:24说，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, he who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently.
希伯来书12:6，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loves, his disciplines, and he punishes every son whom he accepts.
所以教会执行教会纪律不是没有爱心，而恰恰是为神执行爱的管教。
So the church executing its discipline is not a sign of lacking of love. It's on the contrary. It's actually executing the love, expressing love in God's behalf.
因此，教会纪律的执行也是真教会的标记之一。
And that's why executing disciplines, church discipline is also another mark of a true church.
那么我们来思考一下这三个标记的共同点。
Now let's think about what's in common in these three aspects.
这三个标记都有一个共同点，就是保守教会的纯洁。
The common thing in the three marks are they are all striving to keep the purity of the church.
用一个字来概括就是守。
To summarize in one word, it's about maintain.
让我用一个比喻来帮助大家理解这一点。
I'll give you a metaphor for you to, in order for you to understand this easier.
大家有没有考虑过先有鸡还是先有蛋的问题？
Have you ever thought about whether there's chicken first or egg first?
这个是人类的谜题之一。
This is a mystery of humankind.
但是圣经给我们揭开了答案，是先有鸡才有蛋。
But the Bible actually revealed the answer to us. There's chicken first and then there's egg.
创世纪第一章，神造万物的时候，都是一造出来就是成品的。
In the first chapter of Genesis, when God created everything, everything was created complete.
亚当夏娃一造出来就是成年人，而不是婴儿。
Adam and Eve are created as adults, not baby.
各种动物、植物都是各从其类。
And it's similarly for the other animals and plants.
神看这一切是很好的。
And God thinks it's good.
这就说明了每种动物、植物，它都有它自己不同的模式或者不同的编码。
So this is saying different kind of animals and plants, they all have their own patterns or their coding.
人类发现 DNA 技术之后，就发现生物的 DNA 中确实是有编码的。
After we learned about the DNA technology, we discovered that there is actually coding within the DNA of creatures.
所以种子存在的意义是要将这已有的编码给传承下去。
So, seed, that's why seed exists. It's to pass along the code to the next offspring.
因此我们说是先有鸡再有蛋。
Hence we're saying there's chicken first and then there are egg.
蛋的存在是为了要传承鸡这种种类的。
The existence of egg is to pass along the species of chicken.
这样鸡蛋就孵出小鸡，而不会孵出小鸭来。
So egg will there will be chicken come out of an egg. It's not a duck.
猫的下一代就是猫，而不会变成狗。
And cat's offspring will be a cat, not dog.
神造万物之后呢？神看这一切都甚好。
And after God created everything, God think everything is good.
但是始祖亚当夏娃堕落以后，罪进入世界，所有的物种都被罪玷污，也处于一种逐渐衰败的状态。
But after Adam and Eve committed to sin, sin entered the world through him. Every species are contaminated by the sin, and since then, everything has been on the deteriorating pattern.
为什么大洪水以前的人能够活900多岁，现在的人100岁都难以活到呢？
So why people before Noah, why people can live as long as like 900 years, but now it's hard to live for even 100 years?
为什么亚伯拉罕那个时代娶自己的妹妹很常见，而现在的人近亲结婚却很容易生残障儿童呢？
Why in the ages of Abraham it's very common to marry your own sisters or siblings, but now if you do so, it's very easy for you to have a disabled children.
这里面的原因之一就是人类的基因在衰败。
One of the reasons is human beings' DNA are deteriorating.
无论是动物、植物或者人，每一种类别的完美状态就是在他们被造的时候出现的。
For animals, plants, and even human beings, the most perfect status of those species are at the moment when they were created.
之后就是越来越差了。
And after that, they just go downhill.
进化论者否认一切都在衰败的现实，而认为一切会变得越来越好。
And evolutionists deny that everything is deteriorating. They think everything is going to get better.
这是一种幼稚不顾事实的乐观。
And this is a childish, fact-neglecting optimism.
那些进步主义者所拥有的正是这种同款的幼稚不顾事实的乐观。
And the progressionists have a similar childish, fact-neglecting optimism.
他们变得越来越败坏，推崇越来越恶的东西，却以为是进步。
They are becoming more and more corrupted, and they are praising more evil things, but they think this is progression. They call it, yeah.
他们的这种进步，加引号的，会将人类带入灭亡中。
Their so-called progression is going to lead human beings to extinction.
竟然还有一个可耻的称呼，叫做进步主义的基督徒。
And there is a shameful name called progressive Christian.
这完全是瞎子领路。
This is totally blind people leading the way.
基督徒和进步主义这两个词是互斥的。
Christian and progressive, these two words are mutually exclusive.
基督徒就不可能是个进步主义者，反之亦然。
A true Christian is not, it's not possible for a true Christian to become a progressionist and vice versa.
同样的，教会就像是一个生命体。它也有它的 DNA.
So similarly, church is like a living creature. It has its own DNA.
而在这个有罪的世界里呢，它的 DNA 也会逐渐的衰退模糊，越来越失去原来的样子。
And in a sinful world, the church DNA will also gradually deteriorate and become more and more vague, and even lose its original quality.
所以，一个真教会就是能够保持它真教会 DNA 的教会。
So a true church is a church that can maintain the DNA of a true church.
真教会的 DNA 就是使徒的教训，全套的教义。
And the DNA of a true church is the preaching of the apostle, the whole counsel of the God.
人身上的细胞除了极少数的例外，几乎所有的细胞都携带一样的 DNA.
Most of the human body cells, with a few exceptions, carry the same DNA.
同样的，在教会里面，不是教会领袖明白神的全备的教导就可以了。
And similarly, in the church,It's not up to the church leaders to understand the whole counsel of the God.
而是要每一个会众都要明白。
Every congregation must understand it.
这正是以弗所书四章十三节所说的，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
This is what Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 is saying, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man,to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
怎么达到这一目标呢？
How do we achieve this?
就是通过圣道的传讲，使大家在真理上有合一的立场。
It's through preaching of the holy message so that we can have unity on the truth.
如果说圣道的传讲是教会的 DNA 复制的过程
，If preaching of the gospel is equivalent to replicating the DNA of a church,
那么圣礼的施行就是教会的 DNA 的彰显。
Then the exercise or the administration of the sacraments is the expression of the DNA of the church.
所以轻看教义的教会常常也会轻忽圣礼。
So church who took the doctrine lightly also took the sacraments lightly as well.
但是告诉大家一个难以想象的历史小知识。
But just to tell you a piece of knowledge that might be hard to believe for some people.
我们所尊敬的属灵伟人如加尔文还有爱德华兹
Some of the very respected spiritual leaders like Calvin and Edwards
都是因为圣餐的立场绝不让步而被他们自己牧养的教会所赶走
They are all cast out of their own churches because they were taking a very strong position on the Holy Communion
爱德华兹不让没受洗的人领圣餐
Edwards forbid the people that hasn't been baptized to take the Holy Communion
加尔文不让活在明显的罪中不悔改的人领圣餐。
And Calvin forbade people who are still clearly living in his own sin to take the Holy Communion.
轻忽圣礼的人永远不能理解他们为何要如此的坚持。
Those who take the sacraments lightly will never understand why they take a strong position on this.
但他们是明白人。
But they actually understand.
他们知道他们所守护的正是真教会的标记。
Both Edwards and Calvin know that what they are maintaining and protecting are the mark of the true church.
如果真教会的标记失去了，我们在教会中的一切劳苦，岂不都要归于徒然？
If the marks are lost, then all the efforts that we have in this church are basically in vain.
而教会纪律的执行就是去除败坏的细胞，删除错误的 DNA 的过程。
And the execution of the church discipline is basically removing all the bad cells and deleting the wrong DNA.
还是为了维护教会的纯洁。
And the purpose of that is still to maintain the purity of church.
那么我们来思考一个应用的话题。
And let's think about a more application topic.
如果在一次洗礼的现场，突然有人说我有感动想受洗，你认为要不要给他当场给他施洗呢？
So let's see if you are in the baptism and then when people suddenly come out and saying, I'm very moved and touched, I want to be baptized. Do you think you should baptize him?
我们的第一反应呢常常会倾向于同意因为根据使徒行传第八章埃提阿伯的太监听了腓力所传的福音当场就受洗了。
Many will think we should be agreeing or say yes because according to Acts chapter 8, when the eunuch from Ethiopian heard about the message of the gospel from Philip,He was moved at that scene, and he got baptized at the scene.
这种问题是一个相对开放的问题，给他施洗或者不给他施洗都各有各的理由，是个取舍的问题。
But this is actually an open-ended question. You have reasons to argue on either side whether you should baptize him or not.
对我来说，我会选择暂时不给他施洗，等等看再说。
Me personally, I would rather wait and not give him baptism at that moment.
为什么？
Why?
理由就是保持教会的 DNA 的纯正。
To maintain the purity of the DNA of the church.
我换一个问题，你就能够明白。
You will probably understand this better if I ask this differently.
魔鬼在神的家里面有没有发言权？
Does Satan have the right to speak in the family of God?
当然没有。
Of course not.
魔鬼的仆人在神的家里有没有发言权？
Does the servant of the Satan has a right to speak in the family of God?
当然没有。
Of course not.
但一个属肉体的人，他是很容易被魔鬼使用而成为魔鬼的仆人的。
But an individual who belongs to the flesh is very easy to be used by the demon and become a servant of the demon.
而他一旦受洗了，他就是那个教会的一员。
And once you baptize this person, he will become part of the church.
对于那个教会，他就是有发言权的。
And he does have the right to speak for that church.
所以，如果一个教会不检验人的信心，很随意的施洗的话，教会里会混入大量未重生、不明真理的人。
So if a church does not examine a people's faith before giving baptism and just give it out randomly, you will end up having a church with a lot of people who are not really clear on the truth.
而这些人在教会中会逐渐形成一股很强大的抵挡真道的力量。
And these people will gradually form a force that goes against the truth within that church.
教会持什么样的教义立场，不是牧师一个人说了算。
The doctrine or the position of a church is not solely determined by the leader or one person in the church.
而是牧师带领下全体会众的共识。
It's a common commitment, of the entire congregation under the lead of the pastor.
因此，当教会某个比例，比如说百分之七八十以上的人都是属于不服神的人的时候，教会就难以坚持合乎圣经的立场。
So let's say if a church has over 70 or 80% of people who no longer, want to obey God, then it's very difficult for that church to take a position that's still biblical.
这种情况下，教会就会失去真教会的 DNA.
And under these circumstances, the church will lose its true DNA as a true church.
所以解决办法是教会要有一个严格的会员制度。
So the solution to this is the church needs to have a very strict membership system.
这些我们都在逐渐的建设中。
And we're gradually building the system.
信心经过检验，在真理上有共同立场的，才可以成为我们教会的会员。
Person can only become a member of the church after the faith, his faith, he or her faith are examined, and we have common ground on the truth.
和我们一同来持守护卫我们所信的道。
And those are the people who will be maintaining and protecting the truth together with us.
所以最后我们总结一下，今天我们讲了真教会的三大标记。
So in summary, today we talk about the three marks of a true church.
第一点是圣道的传讲。
The first is preaching of the holy message.
第二点是圣礼的施行。
The second is the administration of the sacraments.
第三点是教会纪律的执行。
And then the third is the execution of the church discipline.
好，我们一同来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
主要我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们人的话语是有限的。
We know our words are limited.
愿圣灵保惠师亲自对我们的心说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to our heart directly.
开我们灵里的眼睛。
Open up our eyes spiritually.
使我们在真道上同归于一。
So that we can have unity in the truth.
使我们在各样的教义上，我们有一样的立场。
So we can take the common ground on different discipline, doctrines.
一同来为主你守护这真理。
And so that we can protect and maintain the truth for you together.
愿主使用我们这个小小的教会。
May you use our church.
来荣耀主你自己的名。
So your name can be glorified.
也祝福我们众弟兄姐妹，在接下来的一周里面。能够更加的长进，对吧？更加的活出一个属天的生命。
And may you bless our brothers and sisters so that in the following weeks we will keep progressing in our faith and of our life will have good testimony from you in our life.
与我们同行。
Walk with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we praise and thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.